Monday the 13th of July, Kof Aleph Tammuz, Rabbi Shlomo Miller, Bein Hametzorim.
Shalom Aleichem. And then, you know, Bein Hametzorim, well, I'm sorry for taking advantage of the tzibur to be mechazik myself, things which I'm not up to it, but tzuzamit mazach mechazik zayin. And again, also, my English is not so polished, so I'll be more than happy to get help from the audience if I get stuck. Velkul panim, I would like to bring out a nekuda, which I, for myself and for everybody, you can have to yell us, how to get episode shtikl shaykhes to have the argosha of being, having the argosha of feeling the loss of Beis HaMikdash. The first nekuda is that when a person is feels himself down and feels he's in the earth, he's not enough high himself, so he'll never have the argoshes bichlal. But when a person sees himself as a low person and he's down to earth and he doesn't have the minimum argoshes of the haven kind of being high, having the argoshes vaseis tayid and mainly having the argoshes what vaseis bis hamikdash, having higher argoshes, so you can't get to anything. And that's why I would like to start with a thought from the Malbim on last week's parsha. To see vaseis tayid, what we are bichlal, and mainly with that to start getting a little bit more of higher feelings. We learned last week's parsha Pinchas, the Bnei Shalom says again to count Klal Yisrael right after what happened with Bilam and with the Bnei Smidyon, and lots of thousands of Klal Yisrael were killed, they died by Magefa, and Bnei Shalom says to count again Klal Yisrael. What is that counting and counting over and over Klal Yisrael? We find in Parshas Bamidbar with the counting, and again now Parshas Pinchas. What is this? So Rashi says to show the chvivas of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Malbim there's another thought, a meridic aspect on the meaning of counting Klal Yisrael. I would put some color to it. I believe that here in Golda's Green there's some hundreds of workers that go out and clean out the streets, right? All these Schwarzes, whatever. Anyway, I believe that they don't count them, right? Even if there's missing here and there. Okay, so won't clean today, clean tomorrow. It's not the end of the world. Well, I was a child and we lived in Muncie. They took us from the Cheder, from the Talmud Torah, they took us to a trip to JMC, General Motors, in New Jersey, where they make the cars. I was a kid of 8, 9 years old, and I can't forget it. It's like it's huge. It's a ganze city. It's unbelievable. It's amazing, and it goes assembly line. So there's tracks going from the ceiling. On the tracks, there is chains going down, and every chain is a form of a car, just a piece of metal. That's it, without anything. And it starts going through through the line, and there's like at least 2,000 workers all over the line, and it starts working. And in the beginning, they finish the form. So you see one guy putting a piece of metal, another guy putting in a screw, and so on goes. Then put in the motor, and again somebody's putting in a pipe, and this guy is putting in the screw, and so etc. And it goes on and goes on. Then you see wheels, and you see your doors and windows and the seats, and slowly but surely, after 60 minutes, a brand new car. The guy puts in gasoline and puts on the car, takes it to the big parking lot. They explained to us that beforehand, before they start working, right, they work in two shifts. Every shift is 8 hours, and before every shift there's a count to see that all 2,000 workers are on the spot, because if there's one worker missing, no cars that day. The guy's putting in the screw to the square, it's a steering wheel. You can't turn the car, made no car, or somebody was making the pedal from the brakes or whatever. You just can't go on. You got to make sure that all 2,000 workers are there, that there's nothing missing in the car. So the Malbim, we Klal Yisrael, we're not like Chinese or Japanese, millions of people without any connection one to each other besides these kind of eyes, whatever. Yeah, well, Am Yisrael, we're one big nation. Ato echod v'simcho echod umi pe'amcho Yisrael goy echod ba'oretz mishmas Yisrael, and every one of us has a special tafkit, which he's the only one in the world which can do that. That's we're counting over and over in Klal Yisrael. Yes, we cannot get along without you. No extra Jews. No, everyone. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us everyone his kishoynis, his tchunis, his personality, and his IQ, and whatever it is, and his family, all the conditions which is needed for his special avoid and his special avoidus Hashem that he has to do on this world. Yeah, there's a special nachas ruach to Hashem Yisbarach that only you, as you are, you can give to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why Klal Yisrael is being counted over and over again. It says the Kisisa is Roish Pnei Yisrael. When you count, right, the Torah says Kisisa picks us up. How does it pick up? Yes, the counting picks up a Yid when he understands that we cannot get along without you. Every Yid has a specialty in this world that his avodas Hashem. I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Galinsky, he said a great story. He says he doesn't understand. Yom Kippur, right? Everybody is in shul, davening like we're all malachim, angels, with a kittel, right? And we don't eat and don't drink the whole day in shul, davening, mamish, adla shemayim, moitzi Yom Kippur, via malach, everybody is in his plate, and it's all over, the game's over. What is it, a show? Yom Kippurim, oh, it's like everybody's, everybody going the same costume as a malach. What is it? What's linked to them? So he said over there, he says on himself that in the Holocaust, so he ran away to the Russians. But over there he didn't also have an easy life, and he was, they put him also in a camp, a working camp, and they were working hard, they were sleeping on these pieces of wood. It was gefährlich. And with them together, there was this general from the German soldiers that they took him in the... They captured him, and he was with them in the working camp. And he said that one night they didn't fall asleep, and he hears something moving. So he sees this general, this Ivan, getting up from his bed and going to the corner. From the corner, he takes out a package, and in the package there is his uniform, which when he was a big great general, and he puts on his uniform, and he goes to the window, and by night the window is like a mirror, and he looks at himself, and he starts, you know, make all these, like, you know, in the army, all these kind of...
nothing.
Yeah, so, and the guys are looking at him, sugar, huh? I mean, he became crazy from all these chores. He's going on here. Then he finishes his play, and he takes off his uniform, puts it back in the corner, and he goes back to sleep in the morning. So Bianca says, well, he and his friends like went over to him, says, Ivan, well, what happened with you? What's going on? So in the beginning, like he said, everything is business as usual. I don't know, what do you want from my life? Hey, what's that in the corner, that package? So he understood that they saw him, they caught him on live. So he says, well, you have to understand, you know what I was when I was a general, a big great general? There was hundreds of soldiers which were afraid to my, they wouldn't chas v'shalom try to be aibuchuch, and you know, I had such great koyach, and all of a sudden I'm a good for nothing, I'm just getting beaten up every day, and they're making of me a shmata, there's times which I can't anymore. How much could you take on? So when I see that the battery is going low and I don't have any more koyach, so I go to the corner, take out my uniform, and I go over to the window, and I, you know, the window's like a mirror, and I say to myself, Ivan, may you know what you are, this is what you are. You're not even the one who's getting the whole day, you're getting beaten up the whole day. You're Ivan, the great big general. And that gives me comfort to myself, and get some color back to myself. And every few weeks when I see that things are going low, I rejuvenate myself again against the window. So Tobiankov Galinsky says, every one of us Everyone is nishmas soil, nishomoch, nishmosoi chatzuvo, mitachas kisei hakovod. It's chelik alei kamimal. But not every time, not all times, it's going as it's supposed to be going. Once a year, a yid goes into shul and reminds himself, yid, may you know what you want. This is what you are. A malach, a kodesh, a tohar. This is what you want. That has to give us the kriches v'aganzio for the whole year to know who we really are. But say Tayyid, we're not. There's a very chashev yid in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Eliezer ben David. He does a lot of Yiddishkeit, and mainly in South America. He's a lot mechazik in Argentina and in Mexico. So he says that he got somewhere stuck in this airport, and he was waiting over there, and all of a sudden some goy goes over to him and says, "Excuse me, are you a Jew?" So he says, the first second I was like frightened, you know, you never know what's waiting for you. And I like told him, yes, I'm Jewish. And all of a sudden he starts smiling. He says, what? You're a Jew? Wow. He says, this is the first time in my life I ever saw a Jew. I live in this far country. There's no Jews by us. But I've read a lot about you. I read a lot about the Jewish nation. I see that you're considered like sons of God. And I would like to know, as a son of God, what's your task? What's your task on this world? What's your task? What do you do on this world? And Rav Ben David says he was like, mamish, it shocked him. He never thought about it in such a pushed away. He's right. We're not stamps of the world. We're something different. We're something higher, something much greater, and it's higher. We're not. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzir Daf Pehei. The Gemara says about Rabbi Ikla LeAsrei the Rav Loza b'Rav Shimon. Rabbeinu HaKodesh came to the city of Rav Loza b'Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he asked, if Reb Lozer left a son alive. So they told him, yes, he left his son, but Yerachem Hashem, he's mamish. The Gemara says, yes, with snus, gefelch, nishtav Shabbos geret, pachat noyer. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh says, call him over, I want to speak to him. And he comes over, the Gemara says, asmechei berebi. He says, till now, you were Yoske. From now on, Rabbi Yoisi. He got his uncle from this boy to teach him Torah, and he started learning with him. But it wasn't plain at all. It was called every day. This boy was telling his uncle, "Forget about it. Let me go back to my friends, my city, my clubs, whatever. Let me go back to them. It's hard for me to sit and learn." Omale, so he told him, "Hey, what are you talking about? Hakim avdu yosoch. They're going to make you a chochom. Vigulso de dahavo posholoch. They're going to put your gold gown like, you know, the chachambashi, you know, these nice gowns. V'rabbi koruloch. And they're going to be calling you rabbi. Vat amres likir yosoch. And now, Israel, you're talking about all these nonsense. It's a pastiche, you know. It's not for you. I mean, it's small on you." So the Gemara says, "Omale," it went in so strongly into his heart. "Mumo, I swear, with a shvur, Azuvado, I'm leaving everything go and I'm staying in Beis Medrash." And he, sure enough, he stayed and he went on learning and he became a nice Talmud Chochem. Kavagodal Ozel veYosef b'Mesif to the Rebbe. He went to learn the Yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Yoimachad Shamali Kole. One day he heard his voice in Beis Medrash and he says, "Hey, this is a very familiar voice. This is mamish like the voice of my friend Rab Lozem Rab Shimon. Omule in. That is right. Preyu, this is his son here in Beis Medrash." He says, "What? He's here now in Beis Medrash, Kori alive." He said on him the pasuk, "Pri tzadik eitz chayim veloikeach nefosh yischochom." Pri tzadik eitz chayim, that's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, which was a fruit of a tzadik, which came back to become an eitz chayim. And veloikeach nefosh yischochom, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, which was the chochom that took this nefesh and saved him. So the Gemara says, "Vaita kavenoch nafshi." When this Rab Yossi was Nifta, and Tuol and Arta de Avu, they took him to Meron to get buried next to his father and his grandfather, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. There was a snake going around the opening of the cave and didn't let go in. So they told him, Amrulei Achna Achna, you know, snake, open up your mouth and let us go in. It didn't open up. There's another Chazal which says that by Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon also the same thing. They took him to be buried by Ma'ala the Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, and also there was on the cave there was a snake, and they told him to open up, and he did open up. But now he did not open up. Lo yavek apasachlu. So right away there was politics going on. Kesvurim ha'am lo imash zeh gadol mizeh. This one is bigger, and you know, yotze sobaskul va'omro lo. And it's not true. Lo ish zeh gadol mizeh. Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they learned Torah in the cave 13 years mitoich yisurim, so it's a special darga of Torah mitoich yisurim. But Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Lozor, and the Chanami, he came to a darga learning, he came, but he doesn't have the Torah mitoich yisurim. But it's moiridik to see what's going on here. From such a low madrega, he went all the way so high to the dargan learning of Rab Lozab, Rab Shimon, the baskel is made, loishes egod mizeh. Where was the point that everything started? Where did the change happen? When he understood Hakim Avdi Yosoch Vigulsa the Dahav Posaloch Virabi Koruloch, you're gonna be a big Tam Trochim, you're gonna be a Choshev man. That point it changed him, he understood. Hey, come on, it's low for me, it's not for me to be so small, I can't deal with garbage when I'm going to be so high. We see what the koyach of nichbados, when a person understands his chashivos, and he understands when we'll understand v'seis tayid bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, not to live higher. When the yid lives higher, then we can start having the feelings v'seis tayid and how much we're missing today, what we didn't have in those times in Beis Hamikdash. There's amazing Balaturim, stop to see what Beis Hamikdash was going on. The Balaturim is in Vayera. He says there's two times we find in the Torah, Matei Aroim. We find it by the Paroi, when Moshe and Aaron came in and they threw the stick and it became a snake, and then Aaron took back the snake and it became a stick, and then it says Vayivla Matei Aaron, it's Matoisa Matei Aaron swallowed up all the sticks from all the Mechashmim. That's one place. Another place we have Matei Aaron was a few weeks ago in Parashas Koirach. We find it that the Nisim, Moshe Rabbeinu said all the Nisim should put in their stick into Kodesh HaKodoshim, and the Matei Aaron Besoich Matoisom, and then sure enough, by the Matei Aaron, the stick of Aaron, Vayigmal Tzitz, Vayigmal Shkedim, Tzitz Vayigmal Shkedim, it blossomed, and everybody saw that Aaron is the Bechir Hashem. So the Balaturim says, he brings down a Medrash, Vomru Chazal, that just like by Paroi Mitzrayim, Vayivla Matei Aaron es Matoiso, the same thing by Koirach, that when they put in all the sticks in Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Matei Aaron swallowed up all the Matis Anisim, Velochein Loi Porach. That's why they didn't blossom. That is, everything which you put in Kodesh HaKadoshim is got to blossom. That's the Teva, that's the Metzias that goes on in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Kedei, that it shouldn't blossom, so it was needed an ace that Matei Aaron, that the stick of Aaron swallowed up all of the sticks of the Nisim, that and for that all the sticks didn't blossom. That means in Kodesh HaKadosh was a different Mitzis. Everything in Beis HaMikdash was going differently. It wasn't the regular nature. It was a different nature in Kodesh HaKadosh. The Gemara in Yumid of Chavtes is also that there was a tree of gold that Shlomo HaMelech put over there in the Azorah, and it was giving out peiros, it was giving out gold peiros, and mehem kiyanim misparnesim. Things were going on differently, and a Yid had the ability, when you know he felt low and he felt he needed a psachizuk, so he would go to Beis HaMikdash and he would see all this nisim. He would see every day how the fire from Shemayim is coming down and taking the cord and putting on the fire on the Mizbeach. And he would see every day that the Oshan HaMa'aroch going straight up and no wind can move it. We saw Shechina Shruya Kenegdah, we saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Mamish Bechosh, we saw it in front of our eyes. It would give such a chizik. There's a Chalamedrash which says that the Reach HaKetoiris, the smell of the Ketoiris, it would give him such a big chizik to sit and learn Mamish from the Beis HaMikdash straight into the Beis HaMikdash. That was going on in Beis HaMikdash. It was Givaldik. When the Rebbeinu Shalom was with us, when Klal Yisrael was in the good times, we have in this week's Parshas Matos, the Rebbeinu Shalom is sending out Moshe Rabbeinu to fight the Midian. And he sends out the Pinchas ben Elazar, they went out to fight Midian. And so it says, Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate, every Shevet gave 1,000 soldiers. So there's a Chazal Medrash Rabba, which says it brings down 2 days. If every Shevet gave 2,000, or every Shevet gave 3,000, there's a drush, there's 3 times, Elef Lamate, 3 times. Every Shevet is a day which sent 3,000 soldiers. Elef Lamelchoma, 1,000 in the war. Elef Alakelim, 1,000 soldiers to arrange everything, to cook everything, to get ready everything for the soldiers of fighting. The Elef Alatfilo, and 1,000 soldiers were davening. And every soldier which is out in the war, there's Kenegdo, there's for him, a soldier which is davening for him for Rachmi Shumayim. And what is the Tzitzayis, what is the the results? What is the results from such a melchama when one is davening and one is fighting? So let's start making the chesed. How many people were in Midian? So we have in the Torah that says that there was till the age of 3 years old there was 3,000 little girls. 32,000 little girls until the age of 3. Now, Bederech Klal, boys and girls, yeah, approximately the same thing. So we came up to 64,000 up to the age of 3. Now that's in a period of time of 3 years. Now how much person Bederech Klal is that lives? 70, 80, so let's like say 75. So we got 25 times 3, right, to 75, so 25 times 64,000, we're coming up to 1,600,000. But we got to take off because, you know, younger people, there's more than older people. So let's get to something over a million people in Midian. And there's 12,000 soldiers going out for war against Midian, which is over a million of people. If it would be like 1,200,000, so we have Umei Mekem Revava Yadoifu, right? Like the Torah says in Bechukos, that 100 of the euros will chase 10,000, right? That's 100 times 100 is 10,000, right? So if we have 100 times 12,000, is 1,200,000. So it could be very close to this cheshbon. Anyway, so there's 12,000 soldiers going out Milchama against these over a million people in Midian. How long did the war take? So to Absalman Sorotskin in Chumash's Naim LaTorah, he says, if we find that right after the Milchama against Midian, the Torah says, Parshas Hagolas Kalim, that you have to kasher all the Kalim that were born in Midian, Min HaTorah, the Gemara says in Shabbos that if it goes by 24 hours, it's nice and tam lefgam, the tam is already ruined, and min haTorah you don't have to kasher the kelim, only min derabbanan. But if the Torah says that you may have to kasher all the kelim, that means that the war took less than 24 hours. And the Torah is made v'lo nifkad mimenu ish. All the soldiers came back alive. That's when Klal Yisrael was in the good times, when we lived with Hashem, the Ashras Hashchina was so strong, and we understood that Eilev Orecha v'Eilev Asusin v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Eloikeinu Naske, the Rebbeinu Shalom Hashem Mishmulchoma. He's making the war, and there's one soldier davening and one soldier fighting for him. That's the results of such a Melchoma. But Al Kuponim, Klal Yisrael lived in a different attitude, in something higher. We saw Ashras Hashchina, we saw how the Rebbeinu Shalom is running the show. That it was more than that's what we're missing today. There's so many times which a Yid is, you know, Since the fellow, the fire is missing, and a person wants to be Ovid Hashem, but segatnished, and things are going not. So, Bezer Hashem, Mashiach is coming up soon, we'll have the chance to go up, Bezer Hashem, to Beis Hamikdash, and you go in one person, you come out a different Banaya mansion, different person in Gans, with much more chizuk and much more enthusiastic kore with Kiras Hashem. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says in Perik Ayin Gimel, he says ואני כמעט נטוי רגלוי כעין שופך אשור, כי כנסי באוילה למשלוים רשוי מרה. דוד המלך is speaking about that he can't see how the רשויים are so מצליח, it very much disturbed them. בעמל אנוי שנימוי, they don't have to work, וימודם לא ינו go there, you know, big, they don't have to deal with all the posh dimension and the shatu bashomayim piyem ulashinam tialach baoretz. They feel free to speak against shomayim and mamashes. How is it that ina eil reshoyim v'shal ve'ilam iskuchoil? These reshoyim have such good lives. How is it? The whole day was bothering me so much. It was much disturbing me, the fact that there's so much matzliach. And David HaMelech says, I was thinking to understand it, what's going on. It's disturbing. I can't see how it's working like that. And all these questions were till ad over el mikdash ikel avinu la'achiso. When I went into Beis HaMikdash, everything straightened out. Everything was clear. All these kashas, all these shilas, what Hashem is running here, everything straightened out. When I understood that when I went into Beis HaMikdash, and the whole attitude, the whole mitzvahs became different. You saw that the Rabbi Shalom is running the show, and everything is with a cheshbon. Everything like David HaMelech says in Mizmor Shilui Mashabos. I see the Rishoyim are Matzliach, but the whole tachlis of them, to get rid of them. But that's what was Beis HaMikdash, the Klorkite in the Muna, the Klorkite, that the Rabbi Nishalim, which is running the show, and everything is clear, and when a person went out of Beis HaMikdash, it was mamish, completely an ayamech. Stam b'inyan l'inyan. I heard once a great story. There was the Yid Reb Anshel Breude, a Yid Nebuch, which went through the Holocaust, and he came mamish. He lost his wife and children, and he came to Eretz Yisrael mamish by himself. And he was zoicha to get remarried again, and he, Baruch Hashem, he had children and einiklach. And after years later, he was sitting around the Seder table, and all his einiklach was sitting there, and he was telling over all his stories, all his Sagaula, his personal nisim, and all everybody was listening. It was very, very delighting. And all of a sudden, one of his einiklach, one of his grandchildren, go over to him and say, "Hey, Grandpa, tell me, how is it? You know, we live in our area. There's also a few." People which went through the Holocaust, and they don't have that simcha that you've got in that emuna. Where did you have these koiches to stand by and to be and to stay so happy?" So he tells him, "Listen, it wasn't pushed at all. There was times which I can't go on, but I always reminded myself when I was a young boy, a bacher, I was going. I used to go into Belz, to the Belzerov Zichron Levracha, and I was once zeichet to be the Leila Seder by the Belzerov, and he was makpid that besides the regular manishtano, he was very makpid that his children, he would make all these different kind of shows that the children should ask, Tati, what is it? What are you doing? And he was working his best, and it wasn't working. His child was just looking at him and wouldn't say a word. Finally, the Rebbe, the Belzerov, took the kara of the Leila Seder, put it on his head, and started dancing. And all the Hasidim are looking, and everybody's smiling, but nobody understands what's going on. And his child is just sitting there, mamish, not say like a fish. Until finally, the Belzerov goes to his son, he says, "My tired kin, my dear child, everything is understandable." And he says, Daddy, I'll tell you the truth. I don't understand nothing. So why don't you ask? He says, Daddy, you taught me that on a father, you don't ask any questions. He said, that line of this little tire in the Shema that stood in front of my eyes all these years that I went through the Holocaust, to a stars where I had a lot of kashas. I didn't understand what the Rebbeinu Shalom is running here. But I always had in front of my eyes this young boy saying to his father, on a father, you don't ask any questions. And that gave me the koyach, the comfort, all these years to get over all these tzaris when a yid lives back in. That's what we had in Beis HaMikdash. We saw the Rebbeinu Shalom with us. Everything, you saw the Yad Hashem, the Yad HaShgacha with such a clearness. And there was no kashas. I once heard there was this yid going out, Talmud Chacham went on this bus and he sits next to the child, is sitting a young boy with a plastic steering wheel. And when the driver made right, so he made the steering wheel right and left, he went left, and when the bus stopped, he there was a red handle, and the boy took it, and made like a voice that he's stopping the bus. All of a sudden, there was this car which wanted to go, pass by, overtake the bus. The kid opens up the window, and he starts yelling, hey, come on, what are you disturbing me in the middle of driving? Get out of my way! And everybody is smiling, what a sweet child! And the driver felt himself a bit funny, so he says, well, now it's vacation, and my child was, turning over the house, so I took him over with me on the bus, and I thought that he'll see people, he'll calm down, but it didn't help at all, and he was making me sugar, Daddy, what's this, what's that, what's this button there, Daddy, come on, I felt that I can't anymore, so all of a sudden I have this plan, I went into the toy store, I bought the steering wheel, and from then on, everything is alright, I'm the driver, he's the driver, everybody in his own, and Shalom al Israel. And this Talmud Chacham is looking at it, he says, hey, what am I different than this little child? I'm also going around this world, I think I'm making right and I'm making left, and if somebody disturbs me, he'll get it over his head. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is looking at us and says, my dear child, calm down, I'm the driver, everything's under control, please keep calm. And Beit Hashem, when Mashiach will come, we'll have the klokek and the emuna, everything will go with a different mahalach. Beit Hashem, you should be zeicher b'meir v'yomeinu, amen.